是的，主，你永远都是我们的意象。
Yes, Lord, you are always our vision.
当我们看见啊，在我们周围经过那么多事情的时候，主，我们真的知道，主啊，我们若不是以你为中心，主啊，所有的一切都是虚幻。
After we have gone through so much in our life, we know that if without you, we will be lost.
主，求你真的让我们看见，主啊，你真的是我们的一切。
Help us that we can see you are truly is all or in all.
让我们也真的学习以你成为我们生活的首位。
And help us that we always put you in our first place.
主，我们也求你，当我们今天来到你面前的时候，主，你就借着你自己的话向我们的心来说话。
As we come before you today, may you speak to our hearts.
让我们在这样繁忙的生活当中，主啊，真的能够成为玛利亚一样，能够安静坐在你的脚前。
So let us be like Maria that can sit quiet before you, although in our busy life.
让我们不仅听见你的话，也让我们能够来遵行你自己的话语。
Let us that we can hear your word and we will act accordingly.
求你今天主啊，照着你的应许，主你与我们同在。
May you be with us according to your great promise.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Hear our prayer in your name we pray. Amen.
感谢主啊，我最近一直跟大家在交通一个新的题目。
Thanks God, our brother recently had been sharing one topic with.
就是主耶稣的祷告啊，主耶稣的比喻。
Our Lord Jesus' parable.
那上次呢，跟大家讲到说，主耶稣他为什么喜欢用比喻来讲道
？Why our Lord delight to tell people's message in parables？
我想主不是好像故意要隐瞒什么东西，或者让故意让大家听不懂。
Our Lord did not on purpose hide something from us.He didn't want us to understand.
那相反呢，主其实是真的巴不得每个人都知道。
On the contrary, how much our Lord wish that we can understand.
而且他巴不得真的每个人都能够听懂他所说的这个天国的道理。
And he wish everyone will understand and learn the truth of the kingdom of heaven.
那当主用比喻来讲道的时候。
When the Lord preached in parables.
那我想那些很有心要听主说的那些人呢，他们就会在那里反复的思想。
And those come with hard desire to know will listen and meditate on them.
而且圣灵呢也会开他们心里的眼睛，让他们能够看见主的救恩。
And the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of inner eyes to understand God's salvation.
反而是那些油蒙了心，那些他们故意拒绝主的话的人。
And for those whose heart are careless, whose heart turned down, they don't want to know.
他们听到主的话。他们就好像油蒙了心一样，他们不明白主到底里面讲的是什么意思。
When they hear the words of God, because their heart become collapsed, they cannot understand God's word.
因为他们只是想抓住主的话柄，然后来陷害主。
The purpose for them to listen God's word, try to find something from God's word and to find ground to persecute Lord.
那对于这样的人呢，我们看见主的话就成为审判他们的凭据。
For such a group of people, God's word, one day the Lord's word will judge them.
所以我们看见主真的是一位非常好的老师。
Our Lord really, He is a great teacher.
因为他真的知道如何来因材施教。
He know how to preach according to his audience.
所以你看到当主用很多比喻向众人讲这些信息的时候。
When we see when the Lord preached the message to a big crowd.
他是用很多在我们生活当中遇见的，而且呢大家都能够听懂、经常看见的这些东西来作为题材。
He used those things that we can see, we can hear in our everyday life.
然后主就借着这些浅显易懂的事物呢，让给大家来启示天国那些深奥难懂的那些的道理。
He used these very simple, very easy understand things to unveil the profound the truth of kingdom of heaven.
让我们对着天国，我们有一个直观的了解，我们知道主到底讲的到底是什么。
So he give us a very vivid understanding about what is the true the kingdom of heaven.
那上次我们讲到说主呢，你看到说在这个福音书里面，主讲了有超过40个的比喻。
We can see in the gospel there are more than 40 parable the Lord speak about.
啊，那我们今天就来讲第一个啊，也是最基本的这一个，也是大家经常听见的这个比喻，那就是撒种的比喻。
Today we're going to start the first parable, and the first one is in the parable of the sower.
这个比喻呢是在马太福音的第十三章。
In Matthew chapter 13.
第十三章我们一起，大家一起读好吗？我们从第一节读到第九节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 9.
十三章的第一节到第九节，我们大家一起来读。
Chapter 13, verse 1 to 9.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土气不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它起住了；又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的就应当听啊。那接下去呢，从第四节到第十六节呢，到十七节呢，这里讲到上次我们讲过，讲到主耶稣为什么要用比喻。
Following verse 10 to 16 about why, telling about why the Lord tell them in parable.
那接下去从十八节呢到二十三节呢，这边就讲到主来对这个撒种的比喻，他有一个的解释。
From verse 18 to 23, the Lord starts to explain the truth, the parable of sower.
那我们也把这个主的解释我们来读一遍，我们就能够对这个比喻有更多的了解。
And let's read together verse from verse 18.
我们从18节读到23节。
18 to 23.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使未到受患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。所以我们看见主在这里呢，他先讲了一个撒种的比喻，并且他亲自解释了这个撒种的比喻。
So here we see the Lord, he told the parable of sower, and then he himself explained what the parable.
而且呢，你看到马太福音十三章的时候，你看到说主不仅讲了这个比喻，主还讲了其他一共加起来有7个的比喻。
The Lord he also spoke some other parable altogether 7.
那有人呢把这个七个比喻呢把它称为是天国的比喻。
People call these 7 parables as the constitution of the kingdom of heaven.
当你去看这个马太福音的时候，你发现有一个词经常提到的，那就是天国。
When we read the book of Matthew, we can read, often we count one word, the kingdom of heaven.
当你去读其他的福音书的时候，你看到另外一个词，那个词叫做神的国。
And the other gospel, it used the word of the kingdom of God.
所以很多人觉得呢，是不是这个天国呢，就是神的国。
And many people thought, are they the same? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, are they the same?
但是当你仔细去读的时候，你却发现他们中间呢其实是有不同的。
When we read carefully, we know that it's different.
那刚才我们讲到说，天国这个词呢，只有在马太福音里出现。
The kingdom of heaven only used in the book of Matthew.
那在其他的福音书里面呢，它是讲到是神的国。
And the other book used the kingdom of God.
那为什么马太福音他要特别用到天国这个词呢？
Why the Matthew especially use the kingdom of heaven?
啊，那我们知道这和马太福音的它的背景是有关系。
This is to do something to do the background of Matthew.
啊，我们知道马太福音是第一本的福音书。
We know the book of Matthew is the first gospel.
而且呢，你看到说他是当时马太他特别写给那些有犹太背景的基督徒的。
And Matthew especially wrote down this book to the Christian with Jewish background.
所以当你看到马太福音一开始的时候，你就看见一个家谱。
When we read the book of Matthew, we read the genealogy.
而且你看到这个家谱呢，它是从亚伯拉罕开始算起的。
This genealogy starts with Abraham.
而且我们都知道亚伯拉罕呢，他就是犹太人的祖先。
We know Abraham is the ancestor of Jews.
那你发现呢，不仅马太福音有个家谱，在路加福音里面也有一个家谱。
And we know there's another genealogy in the book of Luke.
在路加福音的那个家谱里面，你去看的时候，你发现和这个马太福音的家谱是有不同。
We know that it's different between these two.Genealogy in Matthew and in Luke.
啊，你看到路加福音那个家谱呢，是一直往上推，推到呢是讲到亚当是人的祖先。
The genealogy in the Luke is traced all the way back to the human ancestor Adam.
所以你看到，因为路加福音它讲到呢，我们的主呢乃是那位要来的人子。
The account of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Matthew is to reveal He is the Son of Man.
但是呢，在马太福音的家谱里面，圣灵呢让我们看到我们的主呢，他乃是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In the genealogy of Matthew, the Holy Spirit revealed to us that the Lord Jesus He is the King, ruler of the kingdom of heaven.
他不仅是亚伯拉罕的后裔，他也是大卫的后裔。
He is a descendant. He's not only descendant of Abraham. He also the descendant of David.
所以你看到在这个家谱的里面都是讲到王的家谱。
This is the genealogy of the kings.
因为我们的主他是要来做王，并且要做到永远。
He is the king. He will rule forever and ever.
所以你看到马太福音他强调的是我们的主耶稣，他就是那位天国的君王。
So in the book of Matthew, he emphasizes.The Lord, He is the King of the heaven of.
因为你知道，在犹太人的观念的里面，他们呢一直盼望有一位弥赛亚要出现。
Because in Jewish mind or idea in their heart, they always waiting for the Messiah to come.
那这位的弥赛亚呢，就是他们的一个君王，并且呢，要带领他们要脱离一切仇敌的统治，然后能够在以色列的地上，能够让他们成为一个最强大的国家。
This Messiah will come and rescue them from all the oppression from their enemy, and will lead them to the great prosperous time of.King David and Solomon.
而且让他们好像回到大卫所罗门时代那样一个强盛的光景。
That they will bring them to restore them to a great prosperous time.
所以你看到这个是犹太人，是以色列人他们心目中的天国和天国的君王。
This is the kingdom and the king of the kingdom in Jewish people's hearts.
所以你看见马太福音呢，当他写的时候，他其实告诉以色列人，告诉他们说，其实天国已经开始了。
And Matthew just to tell the Jews the kingdom has already begun.
而且天国的君王呢，他也已经来到。
And the king of the kingdom has come.
所以你读到马太福音第一章的时候，你就读到这位天国君王的降生。
So the first chapter one.Tell about the birth of the king of the kingdom.
然后你读到第四章的时候呢，你就发现这位君王开始出来传道。
And chapter 4 tells about the king start to work.
然后从第五章到第七章，你就读到登山宝训，你就看见是这位君王在那里颁布天国的宪章。
And from chapter 5 to 7, Beatitude, it talk about the king start to issue the constitution statute of the kingdom of heaven.
当你读到十三章的时候，你看到主就借着七个比喻告诉我们天国是怎样开始，怎样发展，最后怎样实现。
And from chapter 13, the Lord Jesus start to tell what is the kingdom of heaven, how is birth and develop and fully founded.
那天国是怎么开始的呢？
How the kingdom of heaven start?
那在马太第四章的时候，你看到当主耶稣出来传道的时候，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
In chapter 4, when the Lord started to come to preach, he said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那人说为什么这位天国的君王来了，他反而还在那里说天国近了呢？
When we look at this, why the king of kingdoms said, why he said the kingdom is at hand?
因为第一呢，你发现虽然这个天国有了王，但是呢，这个天国呢还没有他的百姓。
We look at this, though there's king in this kingdom, but there's no citizen in this kingdom.
主呢，他要来呼召他自己的百姓。
God, Lord come to call his own people.
第二呢，你看到这位君王呢，他还没有在荣耀的里面降临。
This king hasn't come down in his glory.
因为我们知道主耶稣他第一次来，他为的是要拯救我们，为的是要呼召他自己的百姓。
His first come to call and save his people.
那主第二次来呢，他就要是来做王，并且要做到永远。
His second coming, he will be king and reign forever and ever.
在启示录的十一章十五节里面，他讲到说
，In the Revelation chapter 11 verse 5,
当第七位天使在那里吹号的时候，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王。直到永永远远。
When the seventh angel sounded the trumpet, and he said, the kingdom of the earth became the king of our Lord and God, and he will reign forever and ever.
我们看到这个时候就是天国显现的时候。
And we can see now that at that time the kingdom of heaven appeared on the earth.
那这个天国时间有多长呢？
How long will be this a period of time?
在启示录二十章里面，你就看到他讲到说，得胜者要与主作王，一同作王呢，要有一千年。
In Revelation chapter 20, it talks about those victor will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
所以你看到天国是对得胜者的奖赏。
So the kingdom of heaven is reward for the victor.
因为在这一千年的里面，得胜者呢要与主呢一同作王。
Those overcomers will reign with the Lord.
那讲到这里的很多人就说，哎呀，就喜欢问一个问题啊，那不得胜的基督徒怎么办？失败的基督徒怎么办？
And then we may ask a question, what happened to those who are not overcomers?
你看到说圣经里面对着这些呢，他没有讲得非常非常的清楚。
The Bible doesn't tell very much detail about those not overcomers.
但是当你去读新约和启示录的一些经文的时候，你会发现里面给我们有一些的启示。
And when we read the New Testament and Revelation, it gives us some clue.
在当这些如果那些失败的基督徒，你看到说他们要在这个一千年的这个里面，他们要学习功课。
For those who not overcomer, they will learn their lesson in the during these 1,000 years.
当你去读启示录二十一章的时候
，In Revelation chapter 11,
你发现等这个千年国度完了以后
，After millennium pass,
你就看见有一个荣耀的圣城新耶路撒冷，它从天而降。
We can see a glory, holy Jerusalem come descend from the heaven.
并且他讲到说，新妇也准备好了，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
A bride is dressed well and ready for the groom.
经过这一千年，所有的基督徒他们都学好了功课，他们都已经装备整齐。
After 1,000 years, all the Christians have been prepared well, waiting for the Lord.
那是一个非常荣耀的一个结局。
This is such glorious ending.
所以你看到很多人在纠结，现在在纠结，到底哎呀，基督徒失败了怎么办？
Many Christians wondering what happened for those who are not overcomers.
因为现在失败的基督徒太多了。
Many people feel we fail in our life.
但是你发现，在主的心意的里面
，But in God's heart, our Lord's heart,
基督徒是不应该失败。
A Christian should not fail.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为在你的里面有主的生命。
Because there is Lord's life dwell in us.
主的生命是一个复活的生命。
Our Lord's life is resurrected life.
主的生命是胜过一切诱惑、胜过一切死亡、胜过一切罪恶的生命。
Lord, our Lord's life to overcome all the temptation, all the temptation.
所以我们不要老是想着，哎呀，这个失败了怎么办？
So do not think, always worry about what happened because we fail.
而是要想到说，我们怎么样才能够活出那个得胜的生命？
So our focus would be how can we live out this overcoming life?
所以这个你看到说是马太福音里面所讲到的天国。
So this is the kingdom of heaven, addressed in the book of Matthew.
那我们当我们对天国有一个这个大概的了解的时候，我们就能够更多的来明白这个撒种的比喻。
So once we got this basic understanding of the kingdom of heaven, then we can understand the parable better.
所以当我们回到这个撒种的比喻，我们来看看的时候，我们看见说这个是主最先讲。
Let's look at the parable of sower. This is the first parable our Lord.
而且呢，也是主呢，他亲自在那里解释的。
And Lord Himself explained the parable.
所以呢，这个比喻呢是很重要。
So this is very important parable.
而且你明白了这个比喻，你就可以用着主对着这个比喻的解释去解释其他的比喻。
So once we understand this parable, that we can use the explanation of the law, then we can get better understand the rest of the parable.
啊，那刚才我们讲到说，主这位天国的君王他已经来了。
And we say the Lord, the King of Kingdom has already come.
但是呢，天国还没有百姓。
But there's no citizen in this kingdom.
所以主要来撒种，要把天国的种子呢种在人的心里。
So the Lord came to scatter the seed.And plant in the people's heart.
啊，那在路加福音，他在解释这个撒种的比喻的时候，他讲到说，这个种子呢，就是神的道。
In the book of Luke, it talk about the seed is the word of God.
啊，我知道这边有很多这些种菜的高手。
I know that among us, so many people, so many brothers is a good at planting vegetable.
啊，因为很多人在这个后院里面呢，都有很多的这些种菜啊、种花、啊、这种。
And many of brothers and sisters, there is a flower and vegetable in your yard.
啊，那我姊妹她也喜欢种菜。
Our brothers and sisters also he delight he like.
他每次呢，他常常就把那些菜的种子，他就收起来。
He collect all the seeds of the vegetable.
然后当我看的时候，我就觉得，哎呀，真的是很稀奇。你看到说那么小小的一粒那个菜的种子，当你一种下去的时候，过不久呢，它就发芽，它就在那里长苗。
And our brother just wonder how such a tiny seed once it been they are planted in the ground, it sprouts out and grows so much vegetable.
为什么呢？因为在这个种子的里面有生命。
Why? Because there is life in this seed.
那我们知道说神的话也是灵也是生命。
The word of God is life, is spirit.
那当神的话进到人心里的时候，你就发现圣灵就要在人的心里面开始做工。
The word of God enter into our heart, the spirit will, Holy Spirit will work.
如果人愿意悔改相信的时候，你就看见就结出那个悔改的果子来。
For anyone who like to repent and then believe, he will,Bear the fruits of repentance.
然后呢，就重生，他们就能够得到新的生命。
They will be born again and receive new life.
所以在彼得前书第一章二十三节里面讲到说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So in the first Peter chapter 1, so you have been born again of not of the perishable seed, but of imperishable seed.
所以在这个比喻的里面啊，你发现种子呢，你看到说主所种的这个种子呢，就落到四种不同的土壤的里面。
So we can see the seed fall into four different types of soil.
然后呢，就产生了四种呢不同的结果。
It brings four outcomes.
那我们知道说一种呢是在路旁的，一种是在土碱石头地上，一种呢是在荆棘里，最后一种呢是好土。
Some falling along the path, some falling along on the rocky place, some falling on among the thorn, and some falling on good soil.
所以你看到这四种不同的土壤呢，就讲到四种呢不同的人性。
These four types of soil refer four types of people's heart condition.
那主的话落在不同的人的心里面，你就发现呢，就产生了不同的结果。
The seed falling on different type of people's heart, it will bring four outcomes.
那第一种呢是落在路旁的。
The first seed falling along the path.
那在十三章的第四节里面讲到说，那落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
The birds came and snatched away.
那主就解释说，他说飞鸟呢，就是那恶者，就是仇敌撒旦。
The bird is the evil, the devil, the Satan, the enemy.
然后撒旦呢，把撒在人心里的道呢夺了去。
Satan took take away the word of God.
所以呢，他不是没有听见福音，他是听见了。
Those people, they listen the gospel.
但是呢，你发现说还没等到他用心的去想到底主这些话是什么意思的时候，撒旦呢就把他主刚刚讲过的话呢给夺去了。
They don't have the time to think over the word of God. The enemy already come and take away the word of God.
那我在福音组的里面呢，我服侍了很长时间。
Our brother has been served in the gospel talk for many years.
然后呢，我就碰见过有很各种各样不同的这些福音朋友。
He has checked with different so many gospel friends.
那我如果你要把它分类的话，你可以分成三四类的这样这种的不同的福音朋友。
So if we like to group classify those gospel friends, you can put into three or four type of friends.
然后一种呢，你就发现说他是很容易他就接受福音的。
One type of gospel friend, they quite easy, quite quick to receive the gospel.
有一次我们跟一个福音朋友传的时候，我们觉得说好像也没有讲什么，好像讲得非常好。
One time when our brother feel he didn't really preach well or talk much.
但是呢，你讲完以后，你问他说，你要不要相信
？After he briefly introduced the gospel, ask him, would you like to receive?
然后你就看见他眼里面那个很非常饥渴的那样一个眼神，他说我要。
And you can see discern the eagerness in his eye. He said, "I want, I want."
哎呀，我觉得说，哎呀，还有这么容易就相信的人。
And our brothers wondering, wow, such easy gospel friend, so eager to receive.
但是你发现这种人其实呢真的是很少。
But you will see there's quite few these kind of people.
那还有一种人呢
？And another type.
他就是那种所谓那种顽固派。
And those is really hard. It resists to the end.
而且呢，他要一直跟你在辩。
They always argue.
然后呢，你跟他传福音的时候
，When you share the gospel.
你跟他说有神有没有？你问他有没有神
？When you ask him, is there any God?
他说如果有神呢，你就叫他过来给我看一看。
They will answer, if there is God, show to me.
你说人是有罪的，他就跟你说，哎呀，我们都是凭良心做事。
And we share about we are all sinners, and they will reply, we all act according our conscience.
然后你跟他说，哎呀，人死了以后不仅死了。还有呢，死后还有审判。
And we tell them after death there will be judgment.
他就跟你说，哎呀，哪有这？他说这种都是人死一死就白了了。我们呢，赶紧要在地上要抓紧时间来享受。
And they will say there's once after death there's nothing left. Let's enjoy our life.
所以呢，不管你讲什么呢，他好像都有话呢把你挡回去。
Whatever we share.They always can find something to come back.
你发现这种人呢，其实也是少数。
And you can find not many people like this.
那大多数是什么样的人呢
？And most of what the most of them looks like.
就是呢，你讲的时候呢，他就坐在那里听。
When we share the gospel, they will listen.
然后呢，你讲完福音以后，你问他说：“你有问题吗
？”And after we share, we will ask, "Do you have any questions?"
他就摇摇头，他说：“没问题。”
They will shake their heads and say.No question.
然后你就问他说：“那你要不要来信啊
？”And you, we will ask, would you like to receive?
那他也摇摇头。
And they will shake their hand as well.
那你说，哎，你为什么不愿意信主呢
？And we ask why won't you receive the Lord Jesus Christ？
他就说，哎呀，他说慢慢来，不急不急。
And they will answer, don't worry, we will take my time.
所以当你遇到这种福音朋友的时候，你真的有时候也是觉得没有什么办法。
And when we face this kind of group of people,we find we can't help.
因为你不知道他心里面到底在想什么。
Because we don't really know what actually in their hearts.
你撒下去的种子呢，好像呢就落在那个路边上去。
The seed we sow, it looks like falling on the along the path.
所以你发现人对着福音啊，常常有两种截然不同的反应。
So we can see have two different opposite respond to the message of gospel.
你发现有一种人呢，他的心里面心呢就好像是像蜡烛一样。
And you will find one type of people's heart like the wax, the candle.
那太阳一照的时候呢，就越来越软。
When the sun shines, it becomes very soft.
那另外一种人呢，他的那个心呢，就好像是那个泥巴地一样。
And another type of people whose heart are like a muddy ground.
同样是太阳一照呢，你发现说越照呢，他的那个地呢，就心呢就越硬。
And when the sun shines, the muddy ground becomes harder and harder.
你发现说这个硬呢，一面呢是他自己对着福音的一个抗拒。
And the hardness is come one is from his resistance to the message of gospel.
那另外一面呢，你也看到，其实呢也是仇敌在人心里的工作。
And the other hand is come from the work of the enemy.
仇敌呢，把很多这些世俗的观念，把这些罪的诱惑呢，放在人的里面。
The enemy puts so many worldly value, and then the things in people's hearts.
让人呢对福音呢充耳不闻，让他们视而不见。
So the gospel friend, when even they hear, they do not understand. They see, but they do not perceive.
这种人呢，他们的心田呢，就好像是落在那些路旁的。
These kind of people, their heart like the sea falling on the along the path.
那第二种呢，是落在土浅石头地里的。
The second type is.Falling on the rocky ground.
十三章的第五节里面讲到说，有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
Because there is no much ground, they sprang up quickly, and when the sun rises, they scorch and wither away.
那主怎么样解释呢
？How our Lord explain?
在二十节十三章的20到21节里面。主讲到说，他说撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即至为道受了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
In verse, start from verse 20, as for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy.Yet he has no root in himself, but endure for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arise on ground of the word, immediately he falls away.
你们有没有遇见过这样的人
？Have you come across such kind of people, such type of people?
当你跟他传福音的时候，哇，他说这么好，他说我要，他就马上就接受。
And when you share the gospel, he said, "Oh, such a good gospel! I want it."
特别是那个你看到说有一些外地讲员来传福音的时候，当他一呼召的时候，哇，就有很多的人上他来，他要觉知，他要信主。
And when we have a guest speaker from other church, and so many people when they call for receive the salvation, they will come approach.
那当然这里面有一些他们真的是真心想要主，想要来跟随主。
Some of them they come before.Out of a genuine heart.
但是呢，你也看见有一些人呢，他们就是属于这里所讲到的那些落在土浅石头地上的人。
And you can see, find some people are like the sea, falling on the rocky ground.
那我们不是说他在听福音的时候感动是假的。
We do not say the movement of his heart is fake.
他真的是被主的话感动。
He was really moved by the word of God.
他也想得到主的爱。
He wanted to receive the God's love.
他也想得到主所赐的平安和喜乐。
He wanted to receive the peace and joy from the Lord.
但是你发现那个感动只是停留在他魂的层面，就是说只是停留在他感情的这个层面。
He only was moved in his mind and his thoughts.
因为呢他觉得说哎呀如果信了耶稣那就所有的事情所有呢都可以解决了。
So, because he thought, if once I receive Lord Jesus Christ, everything will go fine and smooth.
啊那从今以后呢就是天色长蓝花香长漫。
And that will be my sky always blue and my path always decorated with flowers.
啊那从今以后呢就可以过上幸福快乐的日子了。
From now on, I can live very happy and very joyful life.
但是呢，哪里知道
？But how did he know that?
可能呢，过不久呢，他去一检查身体，哎，发现怎么身体出了状况
？Oh, not long after, if he went to have medical test and found he suffered some very serious illness.
或者呢，过不久呢，经济不景气。公司要裁员。
Oh, because and not after that, because he get redundancy.
他就觉得说，哎呀，为什么信了主，怎么还遇到这样的事情
？But he was wondering why after I believed the Lord and I have come across this kind, such kind of adversary circumstances.
到底这个主是真的还是假的
？Whether our Lord, the Lord Jesus is real or not.
所以我想在这里也提醒我们，当我们去传福音的时候，我们不要去传那种的成功神学的福音。
So when we share, we are all reminded that we are not only share the gospel of prosperity and success.
你知道现在有很多那些传成功福音的这样的这些的人。
And we know that in among the church organization, there are people preaching the gospel of prosperity and success.
他告诉你说你只要信了主呢你只要凭着信心求你就一定能够得到。
And they told people, after you believe in the law, you ask in faith, whatever you ask, you will be granted.
神呢一定也会祝福你。
And God will surely bless you.
你呢不是大富呢也是小康。
If you're not great rich, you will be rich and like medium.
因为他告诉你说，因为所有的丰盛都是主的。
And they tell people that all the riches come from Lord.
并且呢，他还告诉你，他说你可以祷告，你去斥责你身上的病魔。
And they also tell people you can and ask people to rebuke the illness in your.
然后呢，你就可以免除一切的灾祸，免除一切的疾病。
And you will free all the calamity, illness, and sickness.
你发现说其实这不是在信耶稣。
You can find this is not believing in Jesus.
这是在拜偶像。
This is worshipping idol.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为所有的偶像都告诉你。
Because all idol will tell people.
你只要来拜我我就给你好处。
As long as you worship me, I will give you good things.
但是我们所信的神他不是偶像。
But our Lord, the Lord we believe is not idol.
我们所信的神他是天地当中他唯一的真神。
Our Lord is the only one God in heaven and on earth.
你看到说主说的不错，他说你信主，主一定会帮助你，而且呢你看到说主一定也会给你好处。
True, one, because we believe in Lord, true, the God will bless us and he will give us all his blessing.
但是你看见主所给我们的这些，你发现更多的主是给我们这些属灵上的这些的好处。
But the Lord's blessing more is talk about spiritual blessing.
主是要借着我们在生活上所有的这些的经历，你看见说主不是要好像祝福我们在地上要取得很多的东西。
Our Lord bless us not only to gain some earthly wealth.
主乃是盼望我们来羡慕那个天上属灵的祝福。
But Lord, after we experience all the goodness, the Lord help us to have desire to inherit heavenly bread.
所以你看到主其实对跟我们讲的非常的清楚。
The Lord tell us clearly.
主说你们在世上有苦难，但是在我的里面你们有平安。
In this world, you have suffer trouble and tribulation, but in Him we have peace.
你看到说主是把里面的平安和喜乐呢来给我们。
But the Lord, He gives us inner peace and joy.
这个里面的平安是外面的苦难所夺不去的。
This inner peace cannot be taken away by the trouble and tribulation in our life.
所以你千万不要告诉人说你来信主，你来信主，你信主以后呢，你所有的问题都没有了。
So never ever tell people that after you believe in the Lord, you will free from all the trouble and suffering.
这个不是真正的福音。
This is not true gospel.
在这里你看到说主点出了他们退缩的原因。
And the Lord point out the reason why they turn back.
在二十一节里面呢讲到说他们心里呢没有根。
Because in verse 21 said, yet they have no root in himself.
就是说主的生命在他们的里面呢还没有真实的重生在他们里面。
But the Lord, they haven't really truly been born again.
他们可能有基督徒的外表，但是呢他们却没有里面却没有基督真实的生命。
They may have outwardly Christians, ceremony or ritual.
他们和主呢还没有真实的关系。
They don't have a true,vital relationship with God.
所以他们一遇见患难或者逼迫呢他们就退缩了。
So when tribulation or persecution arise,
我不知道我们中间有没有这种土浅石头地的人。
I'm not quite sure whether among us there are people like the sea falling on the rocky place.
也许呢你也每个星期来聚会。
Perhaps you come to church every day.
也许呢你也说你已经信主了。
Although you profess that you believe in the Lord.
但是呢你信主的目的呢你只是为了想要得到祝福得到好处。
Maybe your purpose to receive Lord is only to receive blessing.
如果是这样的话
If this such is the case,
你还没有真正的重生你还没有真正得到主的生命。
You haven't truly born again and received the Lord.
所以我盼望你真的来到主耶稣的面前。
So we hope when we come before the Lord.
你真的看见你是一个罪人。
You can see that you are a sinner.
你需要主宝血的洁净，你需要他生命的拯救。
We need the Lord's blood cleansing us, and we need His salvation.
而不是光为了一些外面的一些的好处。
Not only after some outwardly wealth of blessing.
那第三种的情况呢是落在荆棘里面的。
The third type is of the sea falling among the thorns.
他讲到说荆棘长起来就把道挤住了。
The thorn grows up and choke the seed.
那什么是荆棘呢？
What are the thorns?
主说就是世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑。
Worries of this world and the deceitfulness of riches.
你看到这种人他的心田呢你看到说种子已经种下去了也生根也长叶了。
People like us, when the seed already sown in his heart, and then the branches sprung up, and the leaf also grow up.
但是呢因为荆棘呢跟着一起长起来就把道挤住就不能结实。
But the thorn grew up and choked the seed, cannot bear the fruit.
所以我想那些如果你种过菜种过花的你就知道。
When you plant the veggie and you plant the flower, you know.
你想要那些菜花长得好的话呢你一定要去除那些的杂草荆棘。
In order those vegetable and plant can go really well, we need to pluck out of the weed.
因为你不去除那些杂草你发现那些草呢长得比什么都快。
And if you do not plucking out the weed, weed will outgrow those vegetable and flower.
很多的营养呢其实都被这些杂草给吸去了。
The nutrition will be taken away by this weed.
那我们属灵上的荆棘和杂草是什么呢？
What is our spiritual weed and thorns?
你看到说在这里主讲了两个。
And the Lord talk about two things.
一个呢就是世上的思虑，一个是钱财的迷惑。
One is worries of this life and the deceitfulness of the rich.
什么是世上的思虑呢？
What is worry of this life?
如果你看的话，你会发现说这个社会呢， 越来越多的所谓的焦虑症和这些忧郁症。
You know, nowadays, there's so many people suffer anxiety disorder and depression.
上个星期我有一个姊妹专门从墨尔本过来跟我们讲这些有关于精神疾病方面，我们怎么样来帮助这些的弟兄姊妹。
And last week, we in our church, there's worship. One sister come from Brisbane and share about she give us a worship talking about what is the symptom of anxiety disorder, depression, and how we can help those kind of people.
因为你知道，根据这个统计啊，在澳洲呢，有45%的人在他一生的某一个阶段，他会患有一些不管是哪一个种类的这样的这种精神上的疾病。
According to statistics, that 45% of Australian people suffer in at one stage of his life suffer anxiety or depression.
而且呢，这种疾病的发病率呢，也在逐年在上升。
And this rate is climbing up each year.
为什么越来越多的人会有这种的精神疾病？
Why so many people suffer this mental illness?
因为你发现一个呢是这个社会的原因。
Because one reason comes from this society.
因为这个社会的信息量呢越来越大。
Because this nowadays we bombard with so many information.
我们要接触处理的信息越来越多。
We have to process so many information.
所以你看到有时候你发现你都来不及看那些微信上面的那些的所谓的那些朋友圈，它一下子就过去了。
You know, nowadays For example, WeChat, you can see so many information on your WeChat. You haven't had a chance to glance at it. It already passed.
这样呢，你发现说，而且呢，我们这个生活工作的压力呢也越来越大。
And the pressure from our work and life is getting heavier and heavier.
那另外一个你发现也是我们自身的原因。
And the other reason is come from ourselves.
你看到我们整天呢都在那里忙忙碌碌啊，你发现说真的是我们好像有忙不完的东西。
And you can find most of people, we just busy and then we never stop.
而且呢，忙到一个地步，我们没有时间祷告，我们没有时间读经。
And we're so busy so that we don't have time to pray and we don't read the Bible.
你发现当你与主的关系不对的时候，你就开始整天担心这个，你就整天担心那个。
When our relationship with God is not right, and we start to worry this and concern that.
你看到说主对马大说。
And you can see the Lord said to Martha.
他说马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但不可少的只有一件。
And the Lord said to Martha, 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 you worry about so many things.
你看到说我们每一天都在那里忙忙碌碌很多的事情。
And every day we busy so many things.
其实你看到其实很多的事情都是可以少的。
And so many things we can let it go.
主说不可少的只有一件。
And the Lord said that the only one thing is needed.
那不可少的是什么呢？
What is the only thing we needed?
那就是你和主的关系。
That is our relationship with God.
你有没有常常像玛利亚一样常常坐在主的脚前？
Do we like a Maria always sit before God?
你有没有常常来到主的面前听主的话与主有交通呢？
Do we come before Lord and fellowship with him?
所以主说不可少的只有一件。
And the Lord said only one thing we needed.
但是你发现我们常常把那个不可少的呢给少掉。
We often neglect the most important things.
所以你就看见有很多的这些思虑烦恼呢，然后就出现。
So there's so many worry and concern and come into our hearts.
那另外一个呢，就是钱财的迷惑。
And the other things is deceitfulness of the wealth.
我想这个大家都有经验啊，因为我们都被迷惑过。
And we all understand, and we all are trapped in these things.
我记得有一个 Auburn 家庭聚会有一个弟兄，他很坦白的，他有一次在那边做见证。
Once our brother in the Auburn family meeting share.
他说呢，他以前呢在家里面都是经常去参加聚会，而且呢他甚至在家在那个他当地的教会呢是有服事，甚至在讲台上服事。
And our brother shared in the past, he often went to the meeting, and he also even leading a small group serve in the church.
但是呢，当他来到澳洲以后
，After he came to Australia,
然后他就找了个工作。
He found a job.
然后呢，工作呢就很忙碌。
And he really busy at work.
然后呢，有时候呢，你看到说那老板呢就要叫他星期天呢也要来加班。
And his boss often asked him to work on Sunday.
他一开始他觉得说不行啊，他说这个星期天我要聚会。
At the beginning, he thought, "Oh, I won't because I would like to go to church."
那老板就跟他说，哎，星期天两倍工资啊。
And the boss would tell him, "Well, we'll pay double pay. Sunday will be double pay."
他说你平时只拿200块一天，现在呢一天给你400块，你要不要？
Weekday you will be paid 200, but Sunday you will be paid 400.
他最后说，他说，哎呀，最后看在钱的份上，算了，星期天去加班吧。
So and then he and eventually he give up and he give in and he work paid the offer and to work on Sunday.
但是后来主就光照他。
And then later on the Lord just move him.
让他看见什么是最宝贵的。
And the Lord revealed him what is the most important things in his life.
所以你看见说，其实不是每个人我们都能够做到好像那么属灵。当一些诱惑放在你面前的时候，你马上就能够很快就拒绝掉。
We are not really everyone can be really spiritual. We can resist all the temptation.
如果你不靠着主
，if not by the strength by the Lord.
如果你没有看见那个属天的祝福
，If we cannot see the heavenly blessing,
这些地上的好处很快就把你吸引过去了。
And these earthly, the wealthy, it would so easily attract people.
我们一起来读一下在提摩太前书第六章第六到第十节，我觉得这段话讲得很好，对我们其实每个人都是一个提醒。
So let's read.First Timothy.
好，我们一起读一下提摩太前书第六章第六节到第十节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 to 11.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。盼望真的这一段的经文能够成为我们的提醒。
I hope all this passage will remind all of us.
那最后一种情况呢？最后一种的这个心田呢，是主最喜悦的。
And the last type of the people's heart is the one really Lord delight.
那就是落在好土的里面。
And the seed falling on the good soil.
你发现种子它不仅长大，而且呢结出许多的果实。
The seed grows and produce and yield fruit.
有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。
100 fold, 60 and 30.
其实你看见主的生命本来就应该是一个硕果累累的生命。
Our Lord's life is really fruitful life.
只要我们枝子连在葡萄树上，你发现那个结果子是自然的事情。
As long as the branch remain in the tree, it will naturally grow the fruit.
只要你和主有一个好的关系。
As long as we maintain a good relationship with the Lord,
只要你愿意顺服圣灵恩膏的教训，
as long as we obey the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
一定会有圣灵的果子能够结出来。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit will reveal on each of us.
在加拉太书5:22里面，他讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And he talked about the fruit of Holy Spirit is joy, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, patience, gentleness, and self-control.
所以当我们对照着这个圣灵的果子的时候，我们看一看我们有这些圣灵的果子吗？
And let's look at these, the fruit of Holy Spirit.Of Holy Spirit, and examine whether we produce in our heart, live out this such of bear this fruit.
那也许有人讲哈，他说，哎呀，可能我这个土呢，我这个土可能不是一个好土，所以结不出果。
And some people will say, my heart condition maybe is not a good soil. I can't produce this kind of fruit.
啊，我想这个其实是我们自己在那里找理由。
And we just try to find some excuse.
你看到主讲这个比喻呢，不是说主故意把种子撒在路旁，或者撒在这个石头地里，或者撒在荆棘的里面。
When the Lord tell this parable, he didn't on purpose like scatter the seed on the rocky place or along the path.
而是讲到我们每一个人呢，对着主的话呢，都有不同的反应。
But it basically talk about different response.When we respond to God's message,
我们对着主的反应，你看见说就带出来不同的结果。
Our response to the God's word, it will bring different outcome.
如果你听了主的话
，When you listen to the God to God's message,
你愿意去遵行，你发现你就是好土。
When you obey the words of God, then your heart will be like good soil.
但是你看到说。好土呢，不代表说呢，它就不长杂草，它就不长荆棘。
Your being a good soil, it doesn't mean that there is no wheat, there is no thorn.
啊，我们家前面这个有一排那个君子兰。
Our brother's in the house in the front there is plant.
然后你发现啊，在夏天的时候呢，你呢隔两个星期呢，你就要去拔那些杂草。
And he normally will every second week.He will need to pluck those wheat.
因为那个土其实是很好，所以呢，那个杂草长得也很快。如果你不去拔它呢，过两个星期呢，那个草长得比那个花还高。
And the flower was planted on the good soil, because this is good soil. Also, the wheat will grow very fast as well.
有时候你就觉得，哎呀，这个拔得很累啊，哎，两个星期就要去拔一次。
Sometimes our brother feel is so tiring. Every second week, you have simply have to plant the.
然后我就问青云，我说，哎，有没有什么办法，这个可以就是不用去拔杂草。
And he asking his sister, is there any quick ways that can get rid of this weed without plugging? Simply plug it one by one.
青云就说可以啊，他说你把所有的地全部铺成水泥地就行了。
And then he just put all the concrete ground, make a concrete ground. There's no weed will grow.
所以你发现哈。只要是有生命的地方，它就一定会长杂草。
As long as a good soil is alive there, the weed will grow.
除非它是没有生命的，像那个水泥地一样，它就什么都没有。
Unless the ground like the concrete ground, there's no weed will grow.
所以你看到我们属灵的生命也是一样。
It's the same with our spiritual life.
你不可能期望你的生命是自然就属灵的。
We cannot expect naturally our life will become spiritual.
因为一定是有你看到说仇敌的工作也好，我们肉体的这个搅扰也好，还是世界的诱惑也好。
We can see the temptation from the world, from our flesh, from all the enemy.
你发现说这些东西都会影响你。
These all things will influence affect our spiritual growth.
所以你要常常去拔你这个生命里面的杂草和荆棘。
So we need to pluck out these weeds and thorns in our life.
而且你要常常愿意被圣灵来修剪来工作。
And we need to be willingly to be pruned by the Holy Spirit.
你才能够结出生命的果实来。
Then we can bear the fruit of The Lord's life.
而且在结果子的里面，你发现也有不同。
And the fruit also has bear different fruit.
啊，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍的。
And the some of them yield 100 times, some 60 and some 30.
你发现哈，有的人他信了主以后，哇，那个生命他成长得非常快。
You can find some Christians, their life grow so quickly.
你就觉得很惊讶，哎，为什么他好像跟我是一起信主，甚至比我信主还晚呢？怎么他现在好像跑到我前面去了？
And you can see some of brothers, sisters, even they believe in the Lord after you, and they all the same with you, but in the Lord, they have bear fruit, they have grown so much.
因为他被主的话吸引。
Because they are drawn by the word of God.
因为他愿意付代价去跟随主。
Because they are willing to pay price to follow the Lord.
所以你发现你越亲近主的时候
，the more you draw near to God.
你越肯被十字架来雕琢的时候
，and the more you willing to be pruned by the cross.
你的果子呢就越多。
And you will bear more fruit.
而且你能够带给人的供应呢也越多。
And then you can be more, you can help people more.
所以呢，你在这里呢，你就看见主讲比喻的这样一个原则。
So we can see the principle of when the Lord tell people in parable.
那就是他讲到主说，有的还要加给他，凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
Whoever has, more will be given to him. Whoever doesn't have.Even what he has will be taken away.
如果你有心要寻求主
If you have heart desire to seek the Lord,
主会把更多的来加给你
The Lord will give you more and abundantly.
但是如果你拒绝主
If you reject the Lord,
有一天你的生命都会失去
And one day even you will lose your life.
所以主说你们要进窄门要走窄路
So the Lord said, "You will enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow path."
所以在这个比喻里面，你发现说只有四分之一的种子呢是能够结实的。
So you can find one fourth of seed really bear fruit.
你看到说这些能够结实的，它才是天国之子。
Those bear fruit, those people are truly the citizen of the kingdom.
这些天国之子是以后要与主一同在天国的里面一起掌权做王。
And these the kingdom of people of the kingdom will one day rule with our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你是哪一种的田地呢
？Brother, sister, which is our heart condition?
所以我刚才说。不是说好像我们就把自己归到那个荆棘地的那个里面。
We are not simply put ourselves in the type of the rocky place.
啊，如果你发现你的荆棘要长起来了
，If you find the thorn growing up，
你要赶紧去把它除掉。
Please remove it quickly.
好，让你的心呢也成为一片的好土。
So that our car become a good soil.
啊，也能够结出一百倍、六十倍、三十倍的果实。
So you will be able to bear 100 times, 60 times, and 30 times.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你，借着你说的这个比喻来提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you. Remind us through these parables.
主，让我们的心都能够成为一片好土，能够让你自己来耕种。
Help us that our heart will become good soil that you can work with.
是的，主，我们也真的知道外面有那么多的诱惑。
And Lord, we know truly there are so many temptations.
啊，有世俗的忧虑，有钱财的迷惑。
There are worries of this life and deceitfulness of the wealth.
主，这些的东西常常把我们偏离，带离你自己的道路。
These things often make us stray away from your path.
主，求你真的来帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
主，让我们的心，主啊，能够真实的来羡慕你。
Let our heart truly desire to love you.
主，让我们也真的愿意被你自己来修剪。
That help us, that are willing to be pruned by you.
主，你也帮助我们除去我们生命中所有的这些的杂草，这些的荆棘。
Help us and remove all the weeds and thorns in our hearts.
让我们真的能够结出果子来归给你。
So that we can yield fruit.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们都是软弱的。
Though we are weak,
但是你是我们的刚强。
But you are our strength.
主，让我们都能够来更加的依靠你。
Help us to rely, truly rely on you.
帮助我们在每一天的生活的里面，主啊，能够来结果子来荣耀你。
Help us that we will bear fruit and glorify your name in our everyday life.
主，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.